Introduction Part C. The second challenge was identifying global leaders who displayed these 21 traits. It would have been easier if we had chosen just one individual, like our protagonist Narendra Damodar Das Modi, and then tried to connect the dots. But we wanted to take it to the next level by choosing not one, but 21 different leaders. So the matrix became that to 441 instances, a rather large number to address. Next was tracing those traits in our protagonist Narendra Damodar Das Modi, who raised the power and life in itself parents a unique example. Born in a rather modest family, Narendra Modi's rise to the top political post in the world's biggest democracy is a unique example, which to a large extent speaks about the Indian democracy in itself, whereby any person can reach the top pedestal through sheer hard work and political opportunities being thrown upon him. His rise within his own party cadres from being a simple Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh Pracharak to first as a Chief Minister of Gujarat and then a Prime Minister presents a fitting story of leadership displayed by him, as started earlier, looking at it from the lens of multiple perspectives was a challenge in itself, as the comparative benchmarks for ascertaining his leadership traits varied in the historical time, spanning from Napoleon to Martin Luther King to Ronald Reagan. Cultural differences in context of those leaders, the present political situations and others. We were looking for specific traits displayed by both Narendra Modi and those leaders and viewing it from the context of those traits. While many stories could have been simple underdogs or dark horses in the context of people rising to great heights, Narendra Modi's story was not a straitjacket tale of a common man rising to great heights, but his strategic thinking coupled with foresight and technological impetus presents a contemporary story and a modern context of how a leader should think in present times. Unlike many of his benchmarks who might have enjoyed certain unique propositions, Narendra Modi's rise is also an interesting tale intermingling personal, professional, technical and social ethos, and then using the opportunities thrown to emerge as people's leader. His history is also of great relevance, as he has been a disruptive force in Indian politics in many ways. It's not just his political or administrative pedigree, but also the manner in which his rise has impacted the Indian politics, which more or less faced a rather long era of national political instability in majority due to the coalition politics for 30 years before transcending back to political stability with Narendra Modi leading his party to an absolute majority. The political turnaround is a significant phase in Indian polity, as it rearranges the pegging of political force with the main opposition party, in the Indian National Congress. For the first time in independent India, getting marginalized at national level, further the trend of regional parties was often seen as a byproduct of rising regional aspirations struggling for survival. So, what did Modi do to rise and become a national leader, and what in him caught the fancy of a common Indian was something worth deliberating.